Newton's law of universal gravitation tells us that the force of gravity between two objects is related to the mass of the two objects as well as the distance between them. And you can see from the equation that since the radius or the distance between the two objects is in the denominator of the equation, as this number gets bigger, the force of gravity will become smaller. In other words, the force of gravity between two objects is reduced as the objects move farther apart from each other, or R is greater. This is why if you're standing on the surface of the Earth, you'll feel a stronger force of gravity than if you were an astronaut orbiting the planet in space. This is why when you see footage of astronauts in a spaceship, they're floating around, because the force of gravity from the Earth is not as strong as if they were standing on the surface of the Earth. The one way we can visualize how the force of gravity between two objects is affected is from the distance between them. The other way to consider the force of gravity between two objects is to look at their mass. So we can see that mass is in the numerator of the equation for the force of gravity. If one of the two objects has a large mass, the force of gravity will be strong. If both objects have a small mass, the force of gravity will be weak. This is why you don't feel the attractive force between you and a book on your table or you and another person when you're standing near them, because you both have a relatively small mass. Even if you're standing very close to each other, so the distance between you is small, your masses are still relatively very small. On the other hand, the Earth is a massive object that has a very, very, very large mass, and this is why we feel the effects of the force of gravity from the planet Earth.